The bands are showing up now, bands that have gotten bigger than the 930, and saying, there's nothing like this. Wow.
IMP's Seth Hurwitz is leading a DC music renaissance with the Anthem on the Wharf, where Bruce Gates just opened Pearl Street Warehouse.
We saw our niche, because we're a pretty small joint. We call ourselves a jewel box.
Other upstarts include City Winery and the Hamilton, while historic venues are forced to evolve. Howard and Lincoln Theaters just renovated on U Street, the Black Cat is streamlining to one floor, and Chris Ross is keeping Blues Alley alive in Georgetown.
We are the oldest continually operating jazz supper club in the nation. You know, anybody that's ever in the jazz world the past 50 years has played at Blues Alley.
Gary Olsey and Michael Jaworek have weathered the changes at the Birchmere.
It's the last of the listening rooms. It's a seller's market because of all the places that have opened.
It's challenging when we cannot receive grants that nonprofits may receive. We live and die by our money. We're not playing with other people's money.
That includes the federally funded Wolf Trap and Kennedy Center, where the NSO's Justin Ellis is dreaming big of a citywide music festival.
They're always talking about Bonnaroo or Burning Man, and wouldn't it be amazing if you had Amazon Presents Washington, D.C. Music and Culture Fest, somebody doing a solo acoustic set in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and then you just have an all-nighter 24-hour concert at the Anthem, and then you come to the Kennedy Center and it's just a complete, like, bonanza. If we could really pull it together, I think if we use the infrastructure that we have in the city, it would be unmatched to what you could do in the rest of the country, because who wouldn't want to come and perform here.
We have more on the DC Music Renaissance on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.